varying degrees of response to Semi Radradja. Michael Ennis last night was quite strident. He said it might be better for Parramatta if they just let him go and he's not worth the trouble anymore. Where do you stand?
No, I disagree with that. Semi... Look, I know it works both ways, Dan. You know, it's got to be a two-way street, and a lot of times players aren't dealt with, I suppose, in a fair fashion, after signing a contract. And I guess Nathan Peach is a good example of that, the situation that he was put in. But, you know, with Semi, he was discovered by Parramatta. I think that they've been very sensitive to his needs. They understand that he comes from a different culture, that there are health concerns with his family. But I think they've done the right thing by him. And it's not the way that you do business. You know, if you don't like a contract and don't like the terms of the contract, don't sign it. You know, I can understand players being allowed to leave on compassionate grounds, but this doesn't seem to be the case here. Like, it's a much shorter flight from Sydney to Fiji than it is from the south of France to Fiji. So if he's on contract, he's at Parramatta next year, and if he's not at Parramatta next year, he's not playing for anybody. This is a club that have lost Jarryd Hayne and Kieran Foran in quick succession. I don't think they can have Semi Radradja be leaving on the back of those two.
It's been interesting reading the last couple of days. So this broke on what's today, Thursday? So I think Tuesday night, Toulon made that announcement. Well, it seems, going by everything that's been written, that it's actually Toulon that appears to have made the error, and they have form in this regard. So it may be the case that Radradja and his manager are actually telling the truth. Yes, they received an offer, but nothing has been put on paper.
Yeah, and look, I'm hoping that is the case, but it isn't the first time that there has been reports of links to playing French rugby. And you know, as I say, the club have been very sensitive to Semi's needs. He's been late back on any number of occasions, and they've copped that. He's obviously got another difficulty to get through now, which I think goes through till February. So there's stuff going on there. But the bottom line is if Semi is signed to Parramatta next year, if I'm the hierarchy there, and I think Bernie Gurr has come out and said that he will be playing at the club next year, that has to be the case.
Our colleague Paul Gallen had a nice idea. He wants, when the new collective bargaining agreement is agreed to, and obviously salary cap goes up, that middle-tier players are rewarded. So he says that rookies, I think he said this on here before, rookies are earning, I think, minimum wage is 80 grand. He says that's enough, because you compare that to, what you know, regularly, you know, 20-year-olds out in the workforce are earning, that's fine. The stars are earning pretty good money, and the middle tier players, the rank and file, week in, week out first graders that might only be getting 120, 150, they should be the ones that are rewarded in the next deal, which sounds nice, Sterling, but I'm not sure how that could happen.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I think, you know, it's a wonderful sentiment and probably close to the mark, but that money's got to be coming from somewhere. So does that mean that the top tier players there don't get as much? I don't know how you regulate that. You know, I think that's got to be a club-by-club, player-by-player situation as to how that's sorted out. And look, in the end, the middle-tier players are the ones who probably get the majority of the money, and you have those stars who are getting, you know, the great money. So I don't know if it'd be a whole lot different. I would think there would be a lot of players through the NRL ranks who are actually the middle-tier players, which is where the money is being earned.
Well, the only way you could do it is to have a minimum wage for middle-tier players, but then how do you determine what's a middle-tier player? It's a Pandora's box.
It all gets a little bit complicated, Dan, and it's already complicated.
This is the Rush Hour, getting you home on a Thursday night, and we'll have a sports update shortly.